反的，
好相反的。
But just the reverse，
就是因为不住的水过度的衰亡是从里面腐朽的，不是从外面攻打。
Because they despise the ethic that the corruptness of the nation come from inner, but not external power。
这是很可怜的事情。
This is pitiful。
1920年的时候
，1920，
有一个这个人叫做这一个叫做。写了一本书叫做 Story of Philosophy。
He has written a book called Story of Philosophy。
忽然间纸贵洛阳变成当时最畅销的书。
And suddenly become a very popular book。
这个人是德国人的后裔，在美国叫做 Will Durant。
Will Durant。
这个人写的书里面怎么讲呢？
What did he say in his book？
他说罗马帝国不是被外面打败的。
The Roman Empire is not defeated by the external
power。 罗马帝国是自己里面腐朽变成腐烂。
But rather inwardly they corrupt and that's why they defeated themselves。
一个国家强盛的时候
At a time when a country becomes strong，
四面无敌
And without any enemy outside，
里面的野兽就出来了。
But the beast from within will come，
自己成为自己的仇敌。
And you become your own enemy，
为所欲为。
And you do what you want，
无恶不作。
And do all the evil，
放纵情欲。
And you let loose the
life， 强强压制穷人。
And you force the poor，
这样的人一定倒下去。
These people will collapse。
所以不到不到一两百年里面。
So after 100 years，
罗马的国势就下去。
The Roman Empire declined。
为什么呢
？Why？
不是因为注重良善而没有用金钱的勇敢。
It is not because they emphasize on ethic and without the execution of the power。
相反的
，The reverse。
太过敢用强权而忽略了人性中间彼此尊重的良善的尺寸，所以才失败。
That too much they use the power without placing esteem。To the ethical, to the conscience power.
Marcus Aurelius.
Marcus Aurelius
是君王。
He is a Caesar.
他赞成斯多瓦派。
But he was in support of Stoicism.
在哲学界里面
，in the philosophical realm，
有个很著名的人叫做 Seneca。
Seneca is a very famous man.
Seneca 是与保罗、与耶稣基督同时代的人。
Seneca was a contemporary of Jesus and Paul.
这个人所写的书现在还有翻译本的。
The book that this man has written still has translation today.
他有几本书很出名的。
A few books of his are very famous.
论到友谊
，talking about friendship，
论到来生
，on eternal life，
梦想人的意义
，on the meditation of human life。
Seneca 的书里面
，the book of Seneca，
完全接受斯多瓦派的思想
，totally accepted this Stoicism。
那斯多瓦派的这宇宙观同这个以毕古罗的宇宙观是完全不一样的。
The concept of universe of Stoic is totally different from the concept of universe with Epicureanism。
以毕古罗的宇宙观是绝对唯物论的宇宙观。
The Epicureanistic view of the
cosmology
is actually very materialistic.
So the cosmological view of Epicureanism is totally materialistic.
以毕古罗派的这个宇宙观呢是非常的物质化的。
The most celebrated and most worshipped.Philosopher of that school is Democritus.
他们最被推崇的这个
最崇拜
的哲学家就Democritus。
那 Democritus 也就是马克思博士论文所讨论的那一个唯物论的思想家。
And Democritus is the one that came out in his PhD dissertation discuss about him.
今天我不在你们教哲学。
Today I'm not teaching philosophy.
我不会太详细讲下去。
So I will not talk in detail.
虽然这样讲对普通人已经太详细了。
Even to common people, that's already too detailed.
因为你每天想的不是这些，就是想美金多少，今天这个银行里面或者这一个呢，这个我们的这个商业的指数有没有增加
？Because in your daily life, you only talk about stock indexes.
这是给你很好的机会思想人生、人类历史中间。那些想过的伟大的问题。
But this gives you a good opportunity to ponder about the philosophical question that history people have thought through.
你说今天你讲的不是罗马书，你知道吗
？You say you're not talking about the book of Roman today.
我怎么不知道
？Of course I know.
但我告诉你，罗马书里面保罗对这种人了解到什么程度？你
？But how much Paul understand about this kind of people in the book of Rome?
所以一个传福音的人，不是自己会讲一点福音就可以见人。
So I want to preach, not to say that you know a little bit about preaching, then you can face people.
当保罗在亚六巴谷的时候
，In Areopagus，
他就从这一派的哲学家面对面辩论
，Face to face， Paul was debating with this group of people，
是今天很少传道人敢做的事情。
And very few preachers today dare to do that。
保罗跟他辩论的时候
，At the time when Paul was debating with them，
看出了他们的毛病
，And only see the shortcomings，
用福音补满了他们的虚空
，And using the gospel to supply for the need。
保罗甚至引用了史多瓦派的一个大诗人。叫做 Clintus 所写的书 Tedeum 从里面引用他的话来对他们讲 你们所不明白，我告诉你。
Paul even used a verse from that great poem and said that what you understand, I want to teach you.
在 Cantus 所写的诗里面
，In Cantus what he had written is poem.
他说我们原都是上帝所生的。
He said we are given birth by God.
所以保罗是读斯多亚派的书的。
So Paul read about Stoics.
保罗知道这一派的人的人生的哲学。
And know their value concept in life.
保罗抓到了他们所明白的自然启示的一部分。
And Paul also know what they know from the general revelation.
所以正如你们诗人说。我们也是上帝生的。
That's our prayer who said that we are given birth by God.
现在我把你们所不认识的上帝告诉你。
And I want to tell you the God that you do not know.
当我自己跑到保罗对斯多亚派的人辩论的时候所站的地方的时候。
So when I personally went to the place where my Paul stood and argued with the people of the Stoics,
我的心深深受激励。
My heart was deeply encouraged.
我说主啊。
I said, Lord,
你帮助我成为一个真正明白人的思想背景的一个传道人。
Help me to be a preacher who truly understands the philosophy behind mankind.
好叫我不是打空气。
So that let's not I beat in the wind.
不是自讲自己所说的事情。
Not like I speak what I will speak.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters in Christ.
所以Seneca,
the Seneca,
这个大哲学家
，great philosopher,
也接受了斯多亚派。
Also he accepted the Stoicism.
这斯多亚派的宇宙观是什么呢
？In the cosmology of the Stoicism.
他说这个宇宙是两件。事情组成的。
He said the cosmos is composed of two things.
第一
，the first，
宇宙是有身体的。
The cosmos has a body.
第二
，the second，
宇宙是有灵魂的。
The cosmos has a soul.
所以这就把人性观跟宇宙观合起来一同谈了。
So he integrated together cosmology and also human nature,
anthropology,
anthropology,
and cosmology,
and cosmology
united.Compare
被联合起来的，
你看这个是很奇妙的。
This is very marvelous.
人是人
，man is man.
你的外面有身体
，you got outwardly with a body.
人是人
，man is man.
你的里面有灵魂
，you got inside there's a soul.
你的灵魂是高贵的
，your soul is noble.
你这个人身体多么差也不要紧
，so no matter how weak you are, doesn't matter.
如果你们里面的灵魂是很简陋的
，if the soul is very simple,
很粗野的
，and very crude.
你身体越大越像动物
，and also the more you are physically big built, the more you look like a beast.
所以人之所以是人
，man is man.
有灵魂在内，身体在外。
We have the soul within us and the body outwardly.
斯多亚派就从这种人性呢，就投射到宇宙中间去想。
So from this human nature, they want to project it to the universe.
那么这样的宇宙的身体是什么呢
？So what's the body of the cosmos?
就是这个物质的世界。
That is the materialistic world.
这个世界
，the world，
所有物质的
，all the metal，
热液星。
Whether it's the moon, the stars,
sea,
and the earth,
这都是宇宙的身体。
All these are the body of the universe.
凡你看见之物
，and that which is visible,
能见之物见
，that also which can be seen,
都不过是宇宙的身体。
Only by the body of the cosmos.
那么宇宙的灵魂是什么呢
？What is the soul? Then it's the cosmos.
宇宙的灵魂就是共通运行在万人头脑中间的共通理性。
And also the logos that move around in all people.
所以人之所以是人
，man is man.
因为人有宇宙中间那个理性的母体分出来的小体。
Because we have the division of the cosmological logos which is given to us as an individual.
So we have the small piece of the thinking ability which come out from the mother of the thinking logic that is cosmic logos.
所以我们从这个宇宙的这个逻辑里面我们就分享其中一点
这个大的道体
So the cosmic logic
在运行的时候
When it's moved
就产生了许多碎片
It becomes many fragments
这些碎片就进到人的里面
The fragment come to us
所以每个人都会想
So everyone can think
为什么想呢
What thinking
因为我们思想就是要明白那个母体在哪里
Because our thinking is that to think that what is that mother body where it is
我们像浪子一样的
We are the prodigal sons
知道这不是我的家
Know that this not my home.
我有一个家
I have a home.
那个家有我的母亲
That home has my mother.
我是他的孩子
I'm his children.
我怎么想都是小孩子的想法
And whatever I think is a childish thinking.
我盼望有一天我这个小孩子能够想到跟我的母体一同连在一起
How that I hope one day I can be united with my mother body.
所以每一个人都在想
So everybody is thinking and thinking.
小的时候想为什么给蚊子咬
And when you are young you think what's that I'm stung by the mosquito.
大一点的人就想我的爱人在哪里
And when you get older you say,Where's my love?
再大一点想我应该赚多少钱
And getting older How much money should I make?
赚了很多再想我应该撤哪一个人
And also if you have made much money You say how
后来再想我一生要存积多少财产
And then you think how much money
后来再想 accumulate 死了以后到哪里
And where would I go when I die?
到底人生的意思是什么
What's the purpose of life?
每个人都在想想想想想
Think and think and think
到你死了以后
after you die,
斯多亚派说
the Stoics say,
你的小理性
your small logic,
归到宇宙的大理性的母体里面
it returned to the mother body of the cosmologic,
那你的人生旅途就结束了
then that ends the, your life journey,
所以这个宇宙中间运行的母体的理性叫做大自然的灵魂
so the cosmologic which is moving around is called the cosmosoul,
人呢
Man,
是唯一有理性向往的小灵魂。
It is the only one that can think and desire to return back to the logic.
所以我认为西方哲学的人生哲学里面最深的就是斯多亚。
So the deepest of the Western philosophy about life is the Stoic.
我传道四十多年。
40 years I preach.
我教哲学超过35年。
Teaching philosophy for more than 35 years.
我从中西古今各派系中间好好看出呢。人为什么会这么想？为什么会那么想
？From the ancient to the contemporary, from the West to the Orient, I want to think of why people think in such a way.
但是真正的答案不在任何一个派系里面。
But the true answer does not lie in any of the systems.
真正的答案在圣经里面。
True answer is in the Bible.
为什么呢
？Why?
In the 神。
Because God
是真理的本身。
He is the ontology of truth.
神创造了人。
He created mankind.
人才有理性的可能。
And that's why there's a possibility of man's thinking.
因为人是按照上帝的形象样式造。
Because man is created according to the image and likeness of God.
所以人会思想真理。
That man can think about truth.
人会思想的母体。
Man can think about that mother body.
不是母体。
Not mother body actually.
是神的本身。
It's God himself.
这样没有一个人没有宗教观念。
So there's no one is without religious thinking.
没有一个人没有神的观念。
There's no one without the concept of God.
当然有。
Of course they have, you say it.
无神论就是没有神的观念。
The atheists do not have the concept of God.
这是说谎的。
This is lying.
如果没有神的观念，为什么毛泽东要做神呢？就是有神的观念。
If there's no concept of God, why does Mao Zedong want to be God?
因为他不要别的神，他要别人把他当作神。
He doesn't want to be other God. He wants the people to deem him as God.
还是神的观念。
Still the God concept.
不过是反常的神的观念。
But it's the abnormal concept.
因为他忘记他是人，飘飘的以为他是神。
Because he forgot that he's a humankind, he wants to be a God.
所以结果这么凄惨。
And later on, he died tragically.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters.
人就是人
，Man is man.
人不是神
，Man is not God.
我现在回到斯多亚派
，Now I'm coming to Stoic.
斯多亚派思想人生的时候
，The Stoic when they think about human life，
就说你思想你用理性吗
？You think do you use your rationality？
你应当把理性跟良心配合起来
，Rationality and conscience to be integrated.
你行善
，You do good.
你目标是善。
Your aim is good.
如果你很会想，但是为了不是追求善，你的思想是走错路的。
If you think very well, but if your ultimate goal is not goodness, then it has gone astray with your thinking.
如果有理性的功能，你没有善的本质，你不能回到理性的母体那里。
If there's a positive function of a thinking, but without goodness, you cannot go back to the mother body.
所以 Marcus Aurelius 写一封信给他的亲人。
So Marcus Aurelius wrote a letter to his relative.
他说：“我死的那一天，你不要哭。
The day when I die, do not cry.
因为我不是结束
，because I'm not the end.
我不是不存在呀、
啊、，I'm not in non-existence.
我是回到母体那里
，but I return back to the mother body.
你哭做什么呢
？Why do you cry？
反正你以后也要回去母体那里。
In the future, you'll return back too.
你暂时看不见我
，temporary you will not see me.
你不过是看不见我的身体
，only you won't see my body.
所以这种人生呢
，this kind of life concept
跟以比古罗派的人生不一样。
As compared to Epicureanism, it's different.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为以比古罗派的人生走到人生结束的时候，完全没有生。没有盼望
，because to Epicureanism when it comes to the end of the journey of life, there's no hope.
死了就完了嘛。
You die and it finishes.
你不必怕死
，so do not be afraid of death.
还没死以前
，before you die,
死还没有来
，death has come.
死来了以后
，when death comes,
已经死了
，you're already dead.
所以你不必怕
，do not be afraid.
你还记得上个礼拜讲的吗
？Do you remember what we
said? 好好记得啊。
Last week,
有我给你考书，你就可以做我的学生了。
I'll get an exam in the future.
好了，这个一世多少派呢
？So the story,
死不是完。
That is not the end.
回到母体
，but return to the mother body.
为了回到母体
，return to the mother body.
你路途是什么
？What is the journey?
良善的路途
，a journey of goodness.
是做人
，to be a man.
要做好人
，be a good man.
想
，think.
要想好事
，think of good things.
行动
，do.
要追求良善
，seek for the goodness.
与人之间的关系
，when have human relationship.
要彼此尊重
，you must respect each other.
打仗以后
，after war.
好待仇敌
，deal in
goodness. 男女之间。
Man and woman,
要有平等
there must be equality,
如果可能
if it's possible,
释放奴隶
and liberate your slaves,
所以这个理论呢
so the theory
就影响了整个罗马帝国
influence the whole Roman Empire
影响两种
two kind of people
第一种是什么呢
the first
就那些人看应当向这个世界大同的理想去追求
those who look for the unity of the universe
第二种就是什么
the second
那些奴隶才发现 他们不应当做奴隶。
The slave realized that they shouldn't be slaves.
所以他们就勇敢起来反抗。
So they're courageous to oppose.
所以每件事有正负两面的、啊、
So there are positive and negative for everything.
你们可能知道有一个人叫 Spartacus。
Spartacus。
Spartacus 不是斯巴达人，我上个礼拜讲了。
Spartacus。
Spartacus 是一个奴隶的名字。
It is a name of a person.
这个人竟然勇敢带领十万座奴隶的人组成一个奴隶军。
So he formed an army of 100,000 slaves.
用木头，用石头，用椅子，用什么做他们武器
？Using weapon as stone, as wooden, as a chairs.
自己做箭来射死罗马军。
And make their own arrows to kill the Romans.
变成罗马帝国历史里面最大的反叛或者说革命。
And become the greatest revolutionist of the Roman Empire.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为人不应当把人当成奴。
Because men shouldn't deem others as slaves.
现在听下面一句话。
And following statement,
罗马帝国
the Roman Empire,
受了两派的影响
they are influenced by two schools,
整个动摇了
and they are shaken.
第一派
the first,
就是斯多亚派对全民思想的感化
and also the kind of change from the Stoic to the common people.
最高的
the highest,
皇帝受影响
the emperor's influence,
哲学家
the philosopher
受影响
influence.
还有另外一个叫 Epictetus 是做奴隶的
was a slave.
他是很聪明的奴才
very clever slave.
做官做完了以后就读哲学
and after his work he read philosophy.
你不要看你家里一个工人很笨啊
do not despise your own maid.
你的孩子读书不一定你比你家里的工人更聪明、啊、
because your own son may not be more intelligent than your maid.
可能你的孩子的命运就是阿斗
maybe your this son will become 阿斗
因为他生在你家里就好像可以作威作福一样
But because he's born in a rich home, he looks as if he can be a bastard.
但有一些做奴隶的人
，But some slaves,
他有天才的头脑
，They have the mind of a genius.
Epictetus 就是这样的
，Epictetus is such.
所以他的书到现在还有人在看
，So his book until today people read.
2000多年了
，More than 2000 years ago.
你看到吗
？Do you see?
在希腊世界里面
，In also the Greek world,
另外一个奴才
，Another slave,
写的书到现在变成全世界最畅销书之一，每一年一样的。
The book that is written become one of the most popular book even today.
谁呀、啊、
？Who?
Aesop's Fable.
Aesop's Fable.
伊索寓言呢、啊、
？Aesop's Fable.
你现在在书店还可以看到。
You can still read that.
2000年来
2000.
还有很多人靠他吃饭。
Still a lot of people have a livelihood upon his work.
卖他的书赚钱，印他的传记还会吃饭。这个奴隶死了2000年还在养很多人呢、啊。
And even to sell his book, even though he's dead for thousands of years, he can still make a livelihood for many people.
你的孩子，你不要太宠爱他。可能他一生一世连他活着一天都要人养他他不能养的
So do not love your children too much if not when they die even they have to be supported by others
第二样
The second
罗马帝国受哪一种影响呢
And what kind of influence Roman Empire had
受耶稣基督的影响
Jesus Christ
为什么呢
Why
耶稣基督自己来到世界
Because Jesus came to the world himself
告诉我们人与人要彼此尊重
Telling us that we have to respect each other as human
告诉我们你要爱人如己
That you must love others as yourself
你们就彼此相爱。
So you love one another.
你要人怎样待你，你就要怎样待人。
Do what you want people to do to you.
这个是比斯多啊更深更深的道德哲学。
And this is even an ethical principle which is higher than Stoicism.
比孔子的道德哲学更伟大，更伟大。
And a principle which is great, much greater than Confucius.
孔子的人际关系最伟大的一句话是：己所不欲。勿施于人。
One of the greatest ethical teaching of this Confucian is that do not give to others what you do not like.
这一句话很伟大。
It's great.
你不要人家轻看你吗
？You don't want people to despise you.
你不要轻看。
Don't despise people.
你不要人打你吗
？You don't want people to beat you.
你不要打人。
Don't beat people.
你们不要人侮辱你吗
？You don't want people to insult you.
你也不要侮辱人。
Don't insult others.
结果你不侮辱我。
So you don't insult me.
我不侮辱你。
I won't insult you.
你不打我。
You won't beat me.
我不打你。
I won't beat you.
啊，大家顾自己就算。
So we care for ourselves.
耶稣基督说的。
Jesus said.
你要人家怎么待你
？Whatever you want people to deal with you.
怎样待人
？Do the same thing to them.
什么意思呢？己所欲，施于人。大家说。
What do you want give to others?
那你说差不多一样嘛。
So you say it's the same.
不一样。
No.
这个杯跟这个杯都是己所不欲，勿施于人。
So this cup and this cup, you do not want to give to others.
两个没有主动关系的。
They don't have an initiative relationship.
己所不欲，勿施于人。
So why you do not want to give to others?
你是你，我是我。
So you are you, am I?
我不施于你，我所不欲。你不施于我，你所不欲。
I won't give to you what I do not desire. You won't give to me what you do not desire.
但是耶稣说什么呢？
What did Jesus say?
己所欲施于人。
What you want, give to others.
你要人家尊重你吗？
You want people to respect you?
你先尊重人。
You first respect people.
你要人家爱你吗？
You want people to love you?
你好好爱别人。
First you love others.
你敬爱别人。
You respect others.
你要人家对你有礼貌吗？
You want people to have good manner to you?
你对人有礼貌。
You must respect others.
你要人家对你诚实吗？
You want to be people to honest to you?
诚实待人。
You must be honest to others.
主动的伦理就从耶稣基督开始。
Jesus started the initiative kind of ethics.
你看到了吗？ 如果你用代数或者用几何数学方程式来看，
If you algebra or geometry,
有一个叫做负负得正。
Negative, negative, positive.
所以说不。 不施于人，不跟我拿掉，就变成耶稣的教训。
So if you do not want, you do not want to give to others, and remove the negative, and negative become positive for Jesus.
为什么孔子用词多两个字呢？
Why is that Confucius use two words more?
为什么他不要节省一点用电报文学来写书呢？
Why don't he use a telegram to write?
一个人打电报的一直想怎么样节省，至少一点可以少一点钱。
Because when they send telegram, you want to save the words that you use, that's why you save money.
字越多浪费越多钱。
Because the more words that you use, the more money you spend.
所以呢，你说的孔子说己所不欲，勿施于人，电报打出去。耶稣说己所欲施于人，少两个字。
And Jesus said less by two words.
但是我告诉你，
But I tell you,
这不在乎数学定律的问题。
It's not depending on a mathematical law.
在是生命的丰盛的问题。
But the abundance of life.
基督说，
Jesus said,
我来了，
I come.
不但叫你的生命，
That you must have life.
而且使你得着更丰盛的生命。
And have more abundance.
什么叫做更丰盛的生命？
More abundantly. What do you mean?
可以分享与人。
That you can share with others.
从你的身上发出一些东西帮助别人。
In your life, emit something that can share with others.
分享与人的生命。
To share your life with others.
是从基督生命的丰盛分出来。
It comes from the abundance, richness of the life of Jesus.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
罗马帝国。
So the Roman Empire
受了两大影响，
influenced by two great schools.
第一个影响，
the first
就是以斯多亚派为主的哲学。
There's a philosophy based on Stoicism.
感化全民，
to move so many people.
第二个影响，
the second
就耶稣基督的爱的伦理，
the ethic of love in Jesus.
主动的生命的分享，
the very active kind of sharing of life.
传遍罗马帝国，
it preaches to every corner of Rome.
所以耶稣基督说，
so Jesus said,
哀恸的人有福了，
He who mourns is blessed.
因为他们要得到安慰，
because they will be comforted.
虚心的人有福了，
he who is humble,
因为他要得着天国，
is blessed because he will inherit heaven.
怜悯人的人有福了，
blessed are those who are merciful,
因为他必蒙怜悯，
because he there will have compassion.
耶稣的这些道德教训，
all this ethical teaching of Jesus,
比斯多亚派的道德教训更高更深。
It is higher and deeper compared to a Stoic.
保罗才敢说，我欠你们债。
Only Paul dared to say that I'm indebted to you.
我能供应你们。
I can supply your need.
我给你们，你们所没有的。
I give you what you don't have.
所以你们信你的人需要耶稣的福音。
So you need Jesus in your heart.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
My dear brothers and sisters,
今天基督教界里面，
Today in the Christian world,
有哪一个人看透所有哲学里面最大的缺点在哪里？
Anyone who can see the shortcomings of all philosophical systems.
有哪一个人看见 我们的道理们高过所有哲学的地方，
seeing that our logos is higher than all philosophical systems.
哪一个人有足够的心胸广大去包容所有不同哲学系的人，把他们带到主的面前？
Anyone who is broad enough his heart to bring all people of different philosophies to Christ.
有哪一个人有足够的智慧能力说服他们，叫他们知道主的爱可以领导他们？
Anyone who is wise enough to convince them that Christ Jesus' love is enough for them.
当我思想这一句话的时候，
when I was thinking about this point of this statement,
单单这一句话，
only this statement,
希利尼人啊，
I'm indebted to you.
主过给我一生一世降服在主的面前。
Then even for the whole life is enough for me to submit to the Lord.
主啊，感谢你。
Lord, I want to thank you.
你曾经有一个这么伟大的仆人保罗。
Because you have such a great servant Paul before.
成为每一个传道人的榜样。
And become the example of all preachers.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
这是第二派。
This is the second school.
这第二派的人后来成为最难听福音的人。
The second school becomes the one who is the most difficult to listen to the gospel.
正像今天许多信孔子的人很难进耶稣一样。
That's like all the people who embrace Confucianism, it's difficult for them to become Christians.
我既然这么好了，还需要你的耶稣做什么？
I'm already so good, what do I need Jesus?
你讲男女平等，我们早就有了。
You talk about the equality of man and woman, we already have it.
你们将要善待奴隶，我早就善成了。
You say you must treat well your slave. I've already done that.
你们说要世界和平，我们已经知道了。
You say there must be peace of the whole world. I know.
他们不接受耶稣。
So they do not want to have Jesus.
历史证明
，the history proof.
从耶稣到世界上
，since the time when Jesus came to the world，
第四世纪
，until the fourth century，
最难接受福音的人
，the one who's most difficult to receive the gospel other than Jews，
就是这个十多派人。
The stoics,
因为他们自以为义
because they have self righteousness,
他们认为他们够好了
they thought they're good enough.
今天你传道的时候
today when you preach,
你有听到这样的话吗
have you listened to
that? 哎呀，做什么信耶稣
why believe in Jesus?
所有宗教都是一样叫人信
all religions ask people to be good.
我是凭良心做事
I do according to my conscience.
那我就不信耶稣
I don't believe in Jesus.
如果老天也有眼睛
if there's eye with heaven,
我凭良心做事还会丢下地狱。
And with my conscience, if I do good, I can go to hell.
他一定做错事。
Then he must do something wrong.
我是凭良心做事。
I do according to my conscience.
我是做好事的。
I do good things.
所以我不需要耶稣。
I do not need Jesus.
这些人就像士多派的思想。
These people are like thinking of stoics.
这是第二种思想。
The second school.
那我告诉你。
I want to tell you.
整个士多派的伦理哲学。
The ethic and philosophy of stoics.
同耶稣基督教导相比起来。
As compared to Jesus' teaching.
你看就完全不一样。
You see, it's different.
因为他们最后要归回宇宙的母体是谁，他不。
They want to return to the mother body of the whole universe, but who is that? They don't know.
耶稣基督说
But Jesus said,
我就是道路、真理、生命。
And the way,
若不借助我，没有人回到父那里去。
And the way, the truth, and the life, no one goes to the Father but through me.
在我父家里有许多的住处。
In Father's home, there are many places.
我为你们去预备地方。
I go to prepare rooms for you.
我称你们为我的。
I call you as my friend.
我称你们为我的弟兄。
I call you as my brothers.
我不再称你们，你不是我的奴仆。
I wouldn't call you slave.
耶稣基督是以神的身份来到做人，把上帝的荣耀从应许兑现在人世界中间。
Coming to the world as a position of God, he come to the world and to realize what God has promised to mankind.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
只有这位基督
，Only this Christ
是亲自用他的血买赎人。使罪的赦免，使人回到父的面前。
They redeem man with his own blood, so that our sins are forgiven, and we can return back to the Father.
远远超过士多啊派的思想。
So much more, it transcends the thinking of the Stoic.
这是希利尼文化的第二派的思想。
The second school of the Hellenistic culture.
第三派的思想是什么
？And the third school
就是这个也不对，那个也不对，这个想不通，那个想不通，结果什么都怀疑的人。
So they are not right in this or right in that, so they are skeptical in all things.
你的人生是追求良善吗
？And in man's life, do we seek for goodness?
什么叫做良善呢
？What's goodness?
这个人说良善的，那个人说不善。
What this man is good, that man thinks no good.
那个人说良善的，这个人说不行。
What this man is thinks is good, that man thinks no good.
所以结果呢，你问他的人生的目的是什么
？Then you ask them what's the purpose of life.
他说我也不知哦。
I don't know, he said.
我也不知道是什么。
I don't know.
所以要追求良善吗
？To seek for goodness.
他就问什么叫良善
？What is goodness? He asked.
你说要追求真理吗
？To seek for truth.
什么叫做真理
？What is truth?
追求快乐吗
？To seek for happiness.
什么叫做快乐
？What's happiness?
有的人吃饭大快乐，明天死掉了。
There are people who feast and they're happy, but the next day they die.
有的人娶了许多小老婆，很快乐，结果孩子相杀。
And some are very wise, but then their children kill each other.
所以求快乐吗
？To seek for happiness?
我不知哦。
I don't know.
求良善吗
？Goodness?
我也不知哦。
I don't know.
那怎么办呢
？What's it do now?
好了好了，不管了。
Never mind.
反正自以为好的，你自己好你的，我好我的，彼此好来好去。
What you deem is good, you deem is good, and what I deem is good is good.
这是第三派。
The second third school.
第三派就是无派之派。
The third school is a school without school.
就是不知要走哪一派之派。
A school that don't know which school they belong to.
就是对这个也否认，对那个也否认，什么都怀疑的那一派。
So deny everything and also they're skeptical of every school.
这一派的人呢
，this school
就变成相对主义的开始了。
Become the beginning of relativity.
变成妥协主义的开始。
Become the beginning of compromise.
变成融洽主义的开始了。
The school of accommodation.
变成不信主义的开始了。
Also the school of the beginning of skepticism.
主观主义的开始。
And the school of subjectivity.
变成相对论的开始。
And so the school of relativity.
我认为好的，你不一定要感到好。
What you deem as good, it may not necessary for me.
你认为对的，我不一定要跟从你。
What you deem as right, I may not have to follow you.
你怀疑我是你的自由。
You have the right to doubt about me.
我不赞成你是我的权柄。
And also I have a right to not to go against
along with you. 各自为政。
So you do what you think is right.
各自主政。
So you have own authority.
各自定目标。
You have your own direction.
自上其身。
So you have your own.
什么都怀疑。
So you are skeptical of all things.
这种相对主义。
This type of relativity.
这种怀疑主义。
This type of skeptical.
这种协调主义。
And a compromise thinking.
就变成妥协的精神。
Become a spirit of compromise.
没有答案的精神。
And without answer, they have.
这是第三种人生哲学。
That's a third school of life concept.
好了，不管谁。谁对谁错啦
？No matter who is right, who is wrong.
你这一生没有办法知道谁对谁错的。
In your whole life, you wouldn't have to know who is right.
你问公公，公公说婆婆错了。
And you ask a grandfather, grandfather's grandma is wrong.
你问婆婆，婆婆说公公错了。
You ask a grandmother, the grandma says that grandfather is wrong.
你问公公你对不对？他说当然我对，不然怎么叫做我
？You ask a grandfather, he says, of course I'm right.
你问婆婆说你对或者公公对？他说我活了几十年怎么会错
？And you ask a grandmother, he says I'm old enough to be right.
当然他错的。
Of course he's wrong.
但是他也活几十年嘛。
But he is also living for years.
婆婆对你说他从小就错到现在。
Grandmother was saying he has been wrong since he's young.
他错了几十年还不认错。
He has been young for decades and decades.
所以我们产生的公说公有理，婆说婆有理。
So the grandfather and grandmother have their own reason.
你最后就不知道哪一个有理，结果你说都是岂有此理。
So finally you don't know who has the right.
那怎么办呢？
So what to do now?
这就是相对主义。
So that's called relativity.
妥协主义。
Compromise.
主观主义。
Subjectivity.
怀疑主义。
Skepticism.
就变成第三。
Become the third school of thought.
我告诉你啊
I tell you,
这三种人生哲学呢
These three school of
不是单单在保罗的时代、啊、
Not just in the time of Paul
是每时每代有
Every time, every age
对不对啊
Is that right?
有一次一个丈夫两点才回家
The husband came back at a time of 2 a.m.
他的眼睛像两粒灯泡一样
The eyeball of the wife that two bob.
在家里等了气的差不多火山爆炸了。
Angry after waiting for so long time.
丈夫一叩门的时候。
So when the husband was knocking at the door,
他说不必再叩了，我等很久了。
Do not have to knock. I've waited for a long time.
一秒钟都不能睡觉。
I cannot speak for a second.
等你这个不害羞的男人这么迟回来到哪里去
？Where have you gone?、
啊、这个丈夫呢还没有进去就给他从里面大骂一顿了。
So the husband before even he came in was being scolded.
开门的声音好像汽车要跑的赛跑车的声音啊。
So he opened the door very violently.
进来了
coming in,
就变成茶壶似的
become a teapot.
像不像茶壶？
The wife become a teapot.
哎呀，这个丈夫见到茶壶。
So when the husband sees the teapot,
你消气消气下来。
Well, don't get angry.
不要生气，不要生气。
Don't get angry.
你到哪里？
Where have you been?
我今天教会这次开会，因为很重要，开到一点半，我回来两点，差不多嘛。
We have important meeting for the deacon board. We finish at one, so coming back at two.
你死鬼呀、啊、你呀、啊、
！What happened to you now?
你不必这么热心信耶稣，开会到两点。
You don't have to be jealous and become a Christian.
你给我坐下来。
Sit down.
他打电话。
And he called.
陈先生，对不起，我两点打电话给你。
I'm sorry, I called you at 2 a.m.
哎呀，这个陈先生旁边。那个是谁打电话这么迟
？Who called so, so late？
是女人的声音呢
？It's a woman's voice。
哪边又一个茶壶？谁打电话给你
？And I think for
哎呀，怎么办呢？你等等等等等
，Wait！
有什么事吗
？Anything？
你是教会执事是吗
？Are you the deacon of the church？
我今天不能去呀、
啊。I cannot go.
听说今天有执事会。
That you have a meeting.
开会平常到几点
？What time do you end usually？
平常最迟四点半就结束。
10:30 usually。
好，这个茶壶就来了。平常四点半就今天一点半两点才
会。
他在打。李先生，你是教会这事是不是？
Mr. Lee, you are the
deacon. 对不起，这么迟打电话给你。
Sorry, I call so late.
又一个茶壶又来了。
And then people come.
他说你是刚刚开会就，是啊，我们开会到一点半。
Yes, we end the meeting at 1 a.m.
这个李的跟这个李的跟我丈夫大概两个去一同去找基尼。
Maybe these two men go to the same place. With my husband.
问那个你这事。
And ask the deaconess.
那你这事是啊，我也是一点半才回来啊。
The deacon said, yes, we came back at
1:30. 这次的丈夫也变成茶壶了。这么迟有男人打电话给你了。好嘞，他心消了。啊、原来这次会开会到一点半。
And they don't come.
好了好了，我原谅你了，我原谅你。
I forgive you.
我原谅你。
I forgive you.
他丈夫都没有罪，为什么要你原谅
？I've never sinned. Why is that?
我谅解你，我谅解你。
I understand you.
我了解你，我了解你。
I understand you.
你们刚才开什么会呢
？What kind of meeting did you have just now?
为什么开的这么久
？Why is it so late that you end?、
是不是看到我们很多穷人要帮助呢
？Poor people need help.
都可以，只要不要给我太多奉献就是了。
Well, we can have all things, but not too much. No, no, no.
这教会里面分两派。
Well, we have two factions in the church.
A 派说 B 派错。
The A say that B is wrong.
B 派说 A 派错。
B say that A is wrong.
他们吵来吵去。
So they quarrel.
到了差不多十一点的时候。
When it comes to 11 o'clock.
A 派讲的道理很多。
The A talk about many reasons.
所以我就说 A 派对 ，A 派对。
So I say A is right.
那你讲 A 派对，后来怎么样
？What happened?
B 派全部向我爆炸。
B,
他说你怎么可以欺骗主
持？
事情不是这样，我告诉你是这样这样。他们就讲到一点。
And they the only way talk until 1 a.m.
讲到一点的时候呢
When it comes to 1 a.m.
我听也很有道理啊
I said they have reason too
我说你们也对
You're also right
所以 A 派也对
A is right
B 派也对
B also is right
后来大家祷告半个钟头十一点半我们去上了
so,
一点半就
They pray for half an hour and then we end at 1:30
这个做太太的
The wife
A 派对
A is right
后来 B 派也对
And then later B also is right
怎么可能
How is it possible?
既然吵，一定有一边不对。
Of course, when they fight, one party must be wrong.
如果 A 派对 ，B 派一定不对。
If A is right, B must be wrong.
如果 B 派对 ，A 一定不对。
If B is right, A must be wrong.
你竟然敢说两派都对
？How dare you say that two schools are right?
不可能两派都对。
It's not possible.
你想想看，怎么会两派都对
？Possible?
就是有一些人不讲诚实话。
Because some people they never talk.
有一些有错不要认。
Some they are wrong.
所以结果你跟两边都骗了。
So you have confused the two parties.
你才说两派都对。
Then you say the two parties are right.
A 派对。
A is right.
B 派也对。
B also is right.
不可能。
Not possible.
不可能两派都对。
Not possible two parties are right.
他对太太说。
So he told wife.
你也对。
You are right too.
怎么？
You are right too.
怎么可能两派都对呢
？How is it possible two parties are right?
哎，太太也对。
And wife is right.
你也对。
You are right.
那怎么办呢
？What to do now?
下个礼拜你再去跟他们谈。
Next week you talk to them again.
但我想，你既然对了一定有错，那么上帝知道就算了。
So if you are right, then there must be wrong, and then if God knows, it's okay.
反正从今天开始。
And from today onward.
我 A 派也不信 ，B 派也信。
I won't believe A or B.
那你会不会完全对我也不知道
Would you be totally right? I don't know
你可能对的
Maybe you're right
不如果他们再讲我会怀疑你所以呢你也不一定对
If they talk again I'll be skeptical on you again So you may not be right
所以三派都对三派都不对
So all the three parties are right All the three parties are wrong
三派都相信三派都怀疑
And also he believe in three parties or doubt in three parties
这个就是希利尼哲学的第三种了
That's the third school of the Hellenists
你懂吗
Do you know?
人生经验多了
When you're more experienced in life,
管他们去吵的。
Never mind the fight.
年轻的时候
，When you're young,
街上两个人吵架。
When two are fighting,
你就长镜头。
You have to watch.
看他吵什么。
See what they're
fighting. 他们的秘密。
When the secret is,
年老的时候
，When you're old,
哎呀，鬼能力懂得差，可以去差的。
Never mind the fight because
你差一点，那都来去捆他哦。回家分高。不管他吵什么
Never mind the fight
所以老人家呢
So the old people
看电视啊
When they watch TV
吵得很厉害的时候
When they fight
小孩子一直看
And the children will watch carefully
年轻人很紧张
And the young also will alert
有的人拿起拳头来
And someone take their fist
老人家呢拿着扇关掉他去睡
No,
为什么 因为他年纪老了
Because when they get old they come
他不跟这边了
They will not follow this party or that party
他什么派
What school they belong to
关掉睡觉派
They turn it off and they sleep.
这是第三派的。
That's the third school.
好，现在我把三种都讲了哈。
I've talked about three.
第一派是什么
？What's the first school?
哎，以比古罗派。
Epicureanism.
求什么
？What do they seek for?
是快乐。
Happiness.
宇宙是什么
？What's the cosmos?
是唯物的。
Materialism.
死了又怎么样
？What happens when you die?
完了。
That's the end.
你不回答，我下个礼拜不来了。
I won't come. You won't answer.
本来我下个礼拜不来的。
I can't come next week.
所以第一派
，the first school，
以比古罗派
，Epicureanism，
求什么
？What is it seek for？
求快乐
，happiness。
人死了怎么样
？What happens when man die？
完了，宇宙是什么
？What's the cosmos？
是物质
，material。
第二派
，the second school，
求什么
？What is it seek？
良善
，goodness。
要用什么
？What do they use？
用理性
，logic。
死了又怎么样
？What happens when you die？
归回理性的母体
，you go back to the mother body of the logic。
大自然是什么
？What's nature？
宇宙的身体。
The body of the
理性是什么
？What's reason？
宇宙的灵魂。
And the soul of the cosmos.
但是那个母体是谁
？What's the who's the body？
不知道。
I don't know.
所以莫名其妙。第三派是什么
？The third school.
你都不知道，我哪里知道
？If you don't know, how do I know？
你自己不知道还要告诉我
？If you don't know, how can you tell me？
这派不信，那派不信。
School or that school？
这派怀疑。
And skeptical of this school or that school？
所以如果你对第三派的人说
，So to the third school, you say，
真理是这样这样这样这样。
The truth is such.
他说，真的吗？
Is that true?
你说应该这样应该这样。
It must be so.
谁说的
？Who said it? 一样。 It must be so.
有某某人这样。
And so and so.
他是他。
He is he.
你是你。
You are you.
我是我。
I'm I.
所以你明白了吗？
So you understand.
当耶稣站在比拉多面前受审判。
When Jesus standing before Pontius Pilate to be tried by him,
比拉多说,
Pontius Pilate said,
我要为真理吗？
Do I look for the truth?
Am I doing everything for truth's sake?
我是为真理吗？
Absolutely no.
当然不是。
我是为法律吗？
Do I do for the sake of the law?
Absolutely no.
当然不是。
我为我自己的好处，我的面子，我的利益吗？
Do I do for the sake of my own self?
Absolutely yes.
当然是。
耶稣没有错，要审判他吗？
Jesus is not wrong. How come he to be judged?
不关我的事。
It's not something concerning me.
犹太人告耶稣是为了妒忌，把他交给他们，不要紧，反正他死不是我死。
The Jew prosecute Jesus because they're zealous of him. Never mind, he died, not me.
我如果不把耶稣交给犹太人去杀，
If I do not place Jesus in the hand of the Jews to be killed,
他们杀我，
They will kill me.
为了我的快乐，
For my own happiness,
我牺牲别人吧，
I sacrifice others.
虽然查不住他有罪，
Even though I cannot find that he has any sin,
把他交去吧。
I want to commit him for the sinners.
法律不重要。
Law is not important.
我的快乐重要。
My happiness is important.
良善不重要。
Goodness is not important.
我的权柄重要。
My power is important.
你讲良善。
You talk about goodness.
你去讲。
You go and talk.
你讲真理。
You talk about truth.
你去讲。
You go and talk.
他问耶稣。
He asked Jesus.
你是犹太人的王吗？
Are you the king of the Jews?
耶稣说，你说的是。
Jesus said what he says is right.
但是， 我告诉你。
I tell you,
我为做王而被审。
I was born to be king.
啊？
What?
那你就要跟凯撒大帝拼死命了吗？
So you want to fight with the Caesars?
我特为真理做见证。
I testify for the truth.
真理？
Truth?
比拉多说什么？
What if he?
真理是什么？
What is truth?
然后就走了。
And then he walked away.
比拉多就是第三派的。
Pontius Pilate belongs to the third party.
你明白?
Do you understand?
他为自己的喜乐。
For his own happiness.
他不要走法律的路线。
He doesn't want to walk in the way of the legal system.
他不相信良善的价值。
He doesn't believe in the value of goodness.
怀疑各样的理论。
He's skeptical of doctrine.
基督说，我为真理做见证的时候。
When Jesus said, I'm testifying for the truth.
他说，真理是什么？就走了。
He said, what is truth? And walk away.
根本不是要真正追求真理。
He's not truly seeking for truth.
他发问题不是要人家答， 是要答的人知道他会问。
He asks questions not to be answered, but to let people know that he knows how to ask questions.
他不要强词夺理说，我知道我会问一些你不能答的问题。
But only to say that I can ask questions you can answer.
这是最可怜的人。
This is pitiful.
如果你不相信别人有真理，
If you don't believe that people have truth,
你至少相信真理不在别人那里。
At least you know that truth is not with others.
真理在真理本身那里。
The truth is with truth itself.
真理的本身来到你面前的时候，你还把它当作不是真理。
When truth himself comes to you, you think that he's not truth.
你拒绝他。
You reject him.
你就永永远远没有盼望明白真理。
Forever you don't have a hope to understand the truth.
以后，
in the future,
在地狱里，
in hell,
你要看见一个人。
You see one person.
懊悔。
He regrets.
我曾经在真理面前见到他。
I've been before truth.
但是我不接受他。
I have never did accept him.
永永远远懊悔。
Forever he regret.
就是比拉多。
Pontius Pilate.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
保罗说。
Paul says.
希律理人的。
The Hellenistic.
你求快乐吗？
You seek for happiness.
快乐不在罪恶里面。
Happiness is not in sin.
希律理人的。
The Hellenist.
你求良善。
You look for goodness.
良善不在理念里面。
Goodness is not in the
ideas. 希律理人的。
The Hellenist.
你怀疑真理。
You are skeptical about the truth.
为什么你从来不怀疑，你的怀疑会错呢？
Why you say you are never skeptical or skepticism?
真理不是怀疑的人可以得到。
The truth is not to be awarded by one who is skeptical. What you need is faith. What you need is the peace of healing. What you need is the joy that comes from God. What you need is the goodness that comes from true knowing of truth. The Hellenist. I want to exhort you.
无论是希律理人，
no matter the Hellenist,
无论是话外人，
whether the barbarian,
无论是聪明人，
whether the wise,
无论是愚拙人，
whether the fool,
我都欠他们债。
I'm obligated to them.
所以情愿尽我的力量，
so I'd rather do my utmost.
把福音传给你们， 在罗马城的人，
to preach you who are in Rome the gospel.
为什么希律理人需要福音传到罗马呢？
Why is it the Hellenists need the gospel to preach to Rome?
In 罗马城，
Because in the city of Rome,
已经的希律尼文化熏陶之下，变成这三种人集合的世界。
Yes, we cultivated, become a meeting place of these three schools of people.
我要尽心传福音给你们在罗马城的。
I want to do my utmost to preach to the people in Rome.
罗马城会像 Marcus Aurelius 那样，许多有权贵的人自己知道权贵是假的，良善。
So that the city, the people of the city of Rome, like Ockham Aurelius, know that this goodness is false.
罗马城里面有许许多多被掳做奴隶的人，他需要耶稣基督福音。
There are many people in the city of Rome that have been enslaved and they need the gospel of Jesus Christ.
罗马城里面有许多像比拉多这样不相信真理，什么都怀疑而抗拒上帝的人。
The city of Rome, there are many people like Pontius Pilate who are skeptical of truth, who reject the truth and they need the gospel.
我劝你们在。
I want to. I'm indebted to you.
我情愿把福音传给你们在罗马。
For my utmost, I want to preach to you, the people in Rome.
今天晚上
，tonight，
我讲完了第十四节。
I finished the preaching of verse 14.
下一次我下去的时候
，the next time when I come，
我们讲伟大的宣告。
We're going to talk about great pronunciation.
我不以福音为耻。
And I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
这福音是上帝的大能，拯救一切相信。
Because the gospel is a great power of God will save all mankind.
我们大家低头祷告。
We'll bow our heads.